You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got homie Just.
Yo, what's up? Daddy's home. Daddy's here.
That's right. That's right. You here? We here? We live? And ladies and gentlemen, back with us, it's Google Garn.
Yes.
Google Garn.
Regenerate into something cool. Just got recovered from RSV. God damn it. Oh my God. It was so bad.
Oh man.
No, no. I understood the reference. I understood the reference. I understood the reference. I understood the reference.
Oh my goodness. Oh. It's great. It's great to be back.
It's great to be back. It's great to have you back, man. What's it called? We had a lot of things that happened throughout the week, right? A lot of wild and different, wild and crazy times, right? But we got to ask, Garn, let's start with you. What type of wrestling fan have you been
this past week? Since I was out for a while, so I would call myself a relapsed wrestling fan because I did not watch wrestling for like 2 weeks straight.
Okay.
And then that's because I was just recovering and I couldn't just like do anything. It was so bad. But then I recovered on Friday. So I started watching everything all at once.
Oh man.
Just
like
snorting,
a junkie.
Just like a junkie. Just like Wolf of Wall Street, I just found my cocaine and I just start sniffing everything all at once. Oh, I'm wired. I'm good now. But I relapsed hard.
And that's because
I like that answer.
So like you could have started off that you're like a disturbed wrestling fan because you were down with the sickness.
We need more of the sound bites. I need the little
I have to send you those.
No, man. You for that sound bite, you have to go to that wah, wah sound.
Wah,
that
sound wah. Shout out to Disturbed, man.
Yes.
Man, I grew up on that shit.
As
for me, it has nothing to do with the fact that I won laser tagging with Melissa and her god kids. And I'm not built for it, and I'm a little sore, but I'm also a sore wrestling fan, and not because of the activities I had yesterday. It is because as you get in your old age, you know, sometimes you want to go ahead and consume things and do the things you used to do in your youth. You know, as an older wrestling fan, I don't have the time or day to really consume all the wrestling that there is. Like, I want to play my wrestling video games. I want to binge old school pay-per-views. I want to go ahead and just watch YouTube videos, TikToks, the weekly shows, New Japan, all this indie stuff. I went to an indie show on Friday. I went to Revolution Brewing. Trouble is Brewing, with the partnership between World Wrestling and Revolution Brewing. So I went there. Shout out to Kylie Ray. Shout out to Mustafa Ali, Chicago Zones. They were at the building in attendance. So we went and did that. But then I went ahead and tried to watch SmackDown afterwards. And then I also tried to keep up on my NXT. I wanted to watch Revolution on Sunday. But it's like by the time I got to Sunday, time for Revolution, I just needed to take a break. Ease up on the gas pedal. You know, I don't even have the money financially to like pay for pay-per-views like I do all the time. They just took out my Peacock money this week. So, you know, that's on my budget for wrestling. WWE 2K24 is coming out.
By the Friday,
time this
right?
drops. It's
tonight? Well,
I pre-ordered the deluxe edition with Rhea and Bianca.
Right.
So I'm going to scoop it up after work. So I'm going to be having that. So I'm a sore wrestling fan because so much wrestling and, you know, young Vince would be able to like hang and like go for days. But you know, like older 30-year-old Vince, you know, he needs like 2-3-4 days to recover from the soreness in the knees and the ankles and the shins.
Right.
So yeah, I'm a sore wrestling fan.
You need that vapor rub. You know what I'm saying? Vicks, man. You know what I'm saying?
That that's Vicks what you vapor need.
You just need a good stretch, good warm up.
Icy hot, you know?
Icy hot.
Salumpos? Salumpos?
You need to get on you need to get on the Simon system.
You know what we used to do growing up, and even still to this day, like my mom, like one of her remedies was to like massages and like rubbing alcohol. Like was supposed to be
really
like your back, your arms, like your
whatever it's sore.
Whatever was sore, like rubbing alcohol, and then just like as a kid, as I got older, my mom's like, you can do that yourself. Go rub yourself.
Yeah, you're too big now. You're too tall. You're too tall.
But you
guess the idea is supposed to like absorb the soreness. I guess that's the idea when it comes to doing that.
I never understood it. I just it's kind of like the same thing. Like growing up, you just kind of like don't question.
Right, like you don't question the method. Yep.
You don't question the method to the madness. You just kind of like, okay, cool. This works because it works, and that's all there is to it.
There's what is it? With Tiger Balm? Did you ever use that garn?
Yep.
Tiger Balm.
I did.
Another.
My family lives and dies by the Tiger Balm.
Yeah, when it gets really bad and you don't want to go to the ER, that's what they're gonna pop up the Tiger Balm from the cupboard. Yep.
Mosquito bites, Tiger Balm. Flu,
Tiger Balm.
Stomach ache, Tiger Balm. Broken ankle, Tiger Balm.
Boom. That and ginger, boiled ginger.
Oh yeah,
That definitely cures everything. Okay, so the type of wrestling fan I am. Now hear me out. I was kind of a deep Dragon Ball Z type of wrestling fan, right? Seeing a lot of comparisons in the storylines to Dragon Ball Z, right? Frieza comes, right? Everyone in Dragon Ball Z, the Z Fighters are having a good time, right?
Nope.
Living life, everything's good until Frieza shows up. Who's Frieza? The Rock, right? Frieza, right? We all know has many forms. The Rock is showing up with different many forms, right? He goes from, you know, Rocky Maivia, right? Rocky Maivia, right? Then you got The Rock. Then you got the leader of the nation, Domination. Then you got the people's champ, much like Frieza, right? Mm-hmm. Different forms. And now we're at the final form, right? The culmination of all of them, right? Because you got the Hollywood, you got the heel, you got the regular Rock in here. And he's here. And he's ready to destroy everybody. I mean, Goku, I guess, is Cody Rhodes, right? He has his finishing story. Blind. Goku's finishing his story, trying to be the Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan is basically him getting the title, world championship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What makes Roman Reigns then in Dragon Ball then?
He's King Cole.
I was like, wait, is it King Cole?
No, he's Chevron. He's Chevron. He's the dragon. Right, he's the dragon.
How's he the dragon?
Because he has the title. He has the title. The title is the balls. Right, is the dragon balls?
You could just say Cell.
Cell, because Cell is a combination of all the Z Fighters. Right, he has all the Z Fighters DNA.
Oh, then that's Cody because he steals everybody's moves. He's out here doing pedigrees and doing like that dusty elbow and then like that gold dust thing, and then he stole Hardcore Holly's Alabama Slam. He's doing Ric Flair's
DDP's stunner, right? The diamond cutter, the Cody cutter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I guess if we still want to keep it, Cody is you know, Goku, then you could say that like Nimbus is Cody's dog.
No. Goku and Cody are one and the same because Goku doesn't have any original moves. All the moves are stolen moves.
Yeah. Kamehameha,
Master Roshi.
Master Roshi.
Kaioken, King Kai. Spear Bomb, King Kai. Instant Transmission, stole it from
Kaioken. You forgot about Kaioken too.
Kaioken. Kaioken from King Kai. All these moves have been stolen. You know, like he never like created his own move except for like the Dragon Fist, but that's like, depending on who you ask, that's non-canon. Wait.
So are we saying that Krillin?
Hold on, I was about
his original moves.
Destructo Disc.
That's yeah. That's Krillin. Krillin's
he
move.
Came up in life.
That's Krillin's
oh
move.
My god. Huh.
Yeah. He stole Tien's final flash for a hot minute that earlier. That's true.
And I was gonna say when Dom stepped up to Gunther, that's kind of like when Krillin stepped up to Frieza. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, dude, I don't know if you're ready for this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're ready for this. But I loved it though. I loved it. So that's kind of the fan I am. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, we could go on in hours talking about the comparisons of Dragon Ball Z to wrestling.
Right.
That'll be another sweaty session someday. But yeah, guys, we got to go into the week of wrestling. It's kind of like a short winners and losers of the week. But guys, what was some of your winners and losers from the wrestling week?
I will say my winner is the graphics guy on SmackDown. Because if you notice, it's like a very, very subtle thing. Mm-hmm. When Rock first came out, like the first time, he was, mm-hmm. He was a good guy. Mm-hmm. And the bull eyes was blue. Right. But now when he came out as a bad guy, the bull's eyes are bright red and angry.
It's like glowing red. Yep.
Ah, that's like a movie Easter egg right there. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Very, very subtle. Very subtle, but very smart.
I like
very
that. I like done. That. I like that.
Okay. I like that. Just like the graphics department, like, have been fantastic. Because, like, now when they go to commercial break, like, during a match or something, like, they'll have, like, individual graphics for, like, that specific wrestler that's in the ring mm-hmm. or that the wrestler they last showed on screen. Even with the teleprompter now that Pat McAfee has on Raw, like the graphic department has been killing it right now.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know about the graphic department when Pat McAfee just circles armpits and
when Stacey King starts circling things on Bulls games.
That's I don't know about that. I'm like,
he's giving instant replay. He's giving instant replay. It's back, you know what I'm saying? Because instant replay used to be a thing when we were watching WWE back in the Next Generation era, right? And before that, it was just like, oh, let's just watch this over again. Now Pat McAfee's there. He's giving like extra details, like sports details, like 13 feet high choke slam. I mean, not really, but you know what I'm saying? Like giving important nuances to the instant replay.
Yeah, a circling of a thumb and then pointing it to to Cody's throat. that's very nuanced. Very nuanced.
For sure. honestly, I have more winners than I have losers because, like I said, like it's been a lot of positive. But I'm gonna start off with just got announced today as of the recording of this episode, Paul Heyman, the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame class 2024. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in Philly. It only makes sense. He's going to headline this. He deserves to headline this.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of different options as to who could be the person to induct him. Obviously, you can do CM Punk. You can do RVD. You can do someone like... I don't know, like Sabu, maybe.
They said I see some Tommy Dreamer, right?
No. People have been out of pocket with Tommy Dreamer because, you know, like, I don't know if you guys heard the story about like Tommy Dreamer, like in like WrestleMania 17, where he was like very depressed because he was broke and stuff and he hadn't been hired by WWE just yet. Mm-hmm, he was on, and Paul Heyman was on commentary that supposedly he was going to go when, what a lot of like white students like to do in schools and unalive people, and he wanted to do that with Paul Heyman live on WrestleMania, and then people have been making jokes that people have been making those jokes. So Tommy Dreamer needs to stay far away. So no Tommy Dreamer.
I had no idea that that's what what he was trying to do. I don't know how I feel about Tommy Dreamer just because like I understand that like Dusty was like a mentor to him in some capacity, but like I mean, you gonna wear his outfit like the whole time though, like for like a whole year, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. For me, I would think it'd be like CM Punk,
Roman would be a good option.
Roman would be another good option. Stone Cold might be another good option too. McFoley might be another good option. I'm just thinking somebody coherent is basically what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
A lot of the ECW guys.
So not Sandman.
Oh no.
Not definitely, Mikey Riprap.
Definitely not Sandman. Mikey Riprap, maybe, because I don't think he was ever.
Y'all, y'all ain't feeling Boss Mahoney? Boss Mahoney could do it.
Oh, he passed away.
Oh, fuck.
Never mind. RIP.
Scratch that from the take. Cut that from the take.
It passed away. Definitely not Perry Saturn. Definitely not Perry Saturn. Or Raven. So
we know it's not going to be the next redacted thing that it's not going to be him. It's not going to be him.
Yikes.
People need to stop mentioning him.
And it's definitely not going to be Ryback, you know. or Kurt, or what's his name? Curtis Henning?
Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel, yeah. Curtis Axel. But no, shout out to Paul Heyman. He's a winner for sure.
Oh, definitely. Paul Heyman for sure. Yeah. Definitely a winner. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Okay, so we got to talk about it, right? The Rock's promo, right? Okay, so... Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like on the fence. I'm kind of like in between if I think if it's a winner or loser. Obviously, it's The Rock, right? So he can't really lose when it's The Rock, right? Am I a fan of him calling Phoenix the number one cocaine meth addict? You know what I'm saying? Making that reference. I mean, it's hard to deny because when you look at the actual like charting and the actual news of cocaine use, they are among the highest.
Yes.
So it's like you can't be mad at that. He just kind of like spoke facts on it. So in my opinion, I had to give him a semi-winner, right? A semi-winner. But Garn, you haven't been here to talk about The Rock and what he's been doing lately. So what are your thoughts? What are your keys?
Let's see. I was really not sure what they were going to do. But I don't know. Rock and Russ... WrestleMania one the first night with and then we're gonna actually see Roman have like do work for the first time in a while and wrestle two nights in a row. He hasn't done that in a while. But then and then Rollins is doing that too. So that's Cody. Nice for him. Cody too. So we got a couple of workhorses. So actually in a way I was really worried about how Rock will be inputted in. Because it would take away work from like Cody, work from Rollins and all that.
Yeah.
But the way they combine the storylines, it's working. It's working. It was a good result of what they try to fix. So
I would have preferred it because the way they said it, like the way the offer was laid out on SmackDown by The Rock was saying night one of WrestleMania, that's going to happen. Then night two, we get like the follow-up, right?
Yeah.
My only issue with that is that they've already announced Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins to be on night two, which means that Cody versus Roman and Drew versus Seth are going to be on night two, meaning that those are the both men's world title matches are going to be on night two. They're going to do the tag match night one, which means both women's world title matches are going to be on night one more than likely. And if that's the case, are they going to get like the short end of the stick here and give the main event of the tag match on night one of WrestleMania?
Well,
personally, I hope not, because I think Damage Control and Bayley have done a really good job building up that story, and it's probably one of the best stories, if not the best story, going into WrestleMania, because it's a really good story.
It's the most wrestling story,
like yes,
pure wrestling yes story, you know.
Yes, yeah, long term booking, you know,
for sure.
It was good stuff.
I have a feeling though,
you have an awesome theory.
If they're gonna arrange it, they're going. Because night two is, if it's going to be both men's championships, is obviously one of them is going to be the first match, and then obviously the other one's going to be the last match. That's the only way they can do it. For the women's match, they're not going to get the main event, sadly, because you know Rhea Ripley, even though she's been on fire, her story buildup has not not really been there yet. Because
amongst all the other three storylines, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like the weakest, right? It's the weakest, right?
It's an issue where I feel like we saw that a little bit tonight on Raw, where you have Liv doing her revenge tour story, mm-hmm. right? And then you have Nia saying no one but me is gonna get Rhea, mm-hmm. and then Becky legitimately won the chamber. So now you have like three people going after Rhea, but only one of them is the number one contender. And mm-hmm. then it's kind of like Rhea's not actually interacting with any of them like that. It's mostly just Becky, Nia, Liv, like fighting it out. So either mm-hmm. like Katie put this out there on Twitter. So shout out to Katie. She said maybe it turns out to be a fatal four-way match. And if they do, maybe it's the WrestleMania 2000 style where it's elimination. And then we get Becky versus Rhea.
I don't want that.
It should just be Becky versus Rhea, and they should just be building that up. Yeah. And I feel like that's why the story is lacking.
Yeah.
Hmm. Actually, you know what? To be honest, I wouldn't mind, because the women have done really good in these type of situations when it comes to like these matches too. I wouldn't mind, but if it's Liv is the last one, it kind of gives it a little bit more, you know. A little more cadence on the whole thing.
I see.
And then like positioning of the women's match, it's gonna be hard. The only way they can make it, they'll get like the eyes on it is night one, mm-hmm. match one, for You're one right. of the one exactly. of the women's matches. Mm-hmm. It has to be Bayley's. I would say it has to be Bayley and the EOs. I don't know about Rhea. Well.
They could do Rhea and Becky to open. No, actually,
no,
they could.
Because you're screwing over the Royal Rumble winner.
Exactly. You
know? So that's why I don't. It has to be night one, match one for Bayley. It has to.
No,
they're not going to get on the main event.
They could. I mean. They don't have to start off with the title match, because last year for night one they started off with Austin Theory versus John Cena for the U.S. title, so they can start off with like Gunther, and we'll talk more about Gunther because he's mm-hmm. going to have a challenger determined next week, and they could start off with a Gunther match, or they could start off with the Uso sibling civil they, war they you could. Know Jimmy yeah. Jay
they which could do which that. They did before, right, with the two Hardys starting off a Mania.
Exactly. So they could mm-hmm. do that for sure, honestly. And they could spread out the show. Like, they could still have, like, the main events. I'm still going to push for the main event. I am pushing for the women to get the main event because they deserved it last year, especially when you looked at Rhea versus Charlotte being probably the best match of WrestleMania weekend and them not getting the main event. But personal bias, you know, I'm just trying to be a little transparent here.
No, I got you.
Let you guys know where I stand on things.
No, I 100% agree. I mean, I feel like Bayley should definitely main event. Definitely, Bayley and Io should definitely main event. Mm-hmm. One of those. Okay, so definitely tonight's Raw, right? I have to give a winner, obviously, to our man Dom, right? Doing his thing against Gunther.
For real.
I mean, listen. Did we know that Dom was going to win? Not really, but did he prove himself in there? I felt so. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. Was it Gunther's hardest match? Nah. I mean, especially the match that he had a couple weeks ago against Jay. But
it was probably the toughest challenge.
Oh, for sure. But Dom did his thing in the ring. He proved himself to be quite, you know, a contender if need be, to be maybe not IC, but maybe US, maybe, you know, saying I thought that, like, you know, him being an already experienced champion, mm-hmm. being the North American champion, I felt he held his own.
Oh, for sure. I thought he held his own. He held his own last week too when he was face to face with Gunther.
Everyone he didn't back assumed, down. He didn't
yeah,
back down.
Everybody thought it was going to be Damian versus Gunther, and that's going to be a good matchup if we do mm-hmm. see that mm-hmm. transpire. However, Dom stepping up, I didn't expect it. Obviously, there were reports that Dom was supposed to have a match with an individual that we're no longer allowed to talk about on WWE programming. It was supposed to happen at Elimination Chamber. And I think we've seen, like, what that story beat was supposed to be with that individual, and they're using Gunther as that individual of that monster that Dom's challenging. Mm, he's probably a little over his head and trying to like go for it, but he does hold his own, even though it does seem like a foregone conclusion. But Dom's been on a roll. Shout out to him. He's been fantastic. He's definitely a winner for sure.
Facts.
To bounce off of you, not to like cut the line here real quick, but I just kind of like want to like
go ahead.
A winner is like Latino wrestling fans in general, because like you said, Dirty Dom, he's been on a roll, he's been fantastic. But on SmackDown, we got LWO versus Legado. We got more of that faction stuff going, because you got Electra Lopez versus Selena Vega dynamic. You have Angel and Humberto versus Cruz and Joaquin Wilde. Then you had the street fight between Carlito and Santos Escobar. It was really, really well done. I loved the match. Then you had the return of Rey Mysterio. So Latinos, stand up.
Hey, stand up.
Muda.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Muda Mysterio.
The thing was, like, I saw people on Twitter saying that, like, what do you think about Rey Mysterio's mask? I'm like, it's not his mask. That's great Muda.
Yeah, you know? Matt didn't like it. Matt was shitting on the mask on SmackDown Raw. But obviously, because you're not used to it, it gives him a different structure to like his face.
It is a little like crazy looking. Yeah,
that was for sure. That was my only pet peeve about his match against Dom at WrestleMania, is that he was using the Muda mask. I was kind of hoping he'd use just his regular Mysterio match. Sorry, the giggles are because Melissa is just lotioning up my face in the middle of the stream.
Rubbing alcohol
for the soreness, like we talked about.
The soreness on your head.
But then also too, Andrade debut, quote unquote debut on Raw, made his return to WWE, had a really good showing against Apollo. They're teasing some stuff between Dom and Andrade. You know, Dom looks like he's trying to get Andrade to maybe join Judgment Day. That'd be interesting. I don't think Andrade is going to go for it, and maybe this is what Dom does at Mania. Maybe this is, if he does get a singles match or any type of match at WrestleMania, maybe it's versus Andrade, or maybe he gets a showing on the Raw after Mania versus Andrade. So I'm all for it.
Listen, like, so why not? Latino
fans are winners for sure.
Yeah, and then on the other side, you have them coming over to AEW and the CMML. You know what I'm saying? You have them doing little things there. So like, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. In terms of like winners and losers, that's pretty much it, since we're mostly just covering Raw and last week's SmackDown.
But
tomorrow on NXT, they have NXT Roadblock, right?
Hold up. Give Garn a chance.
Go ahead, Garn. What you got? My bad.
I just the line. So, and then are you going to eliminate him from the line?
Go ahead, Garn. What you got?
I'm going to deviate a little bit, because we're going to eventually talk about.
I like that word.
We're going to. We haven't talked about Revolution yet, so.
It was going to be there, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be there, but I have one winner for that, and that's
okay. That's
the Eddie Kingston.
Oh yeah, dude, the Eddie Kingston Bryan Danielson match.
Yeah,
great match. Great match.
That was just, I was like, this is the best I've seen Eddie Kingston.
Facts.
Correct. You know, he kept up with Bryan Danielson. It's not like Bryan Danielson led. He kept up with him. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, that's in terms of wrestling, I'm like,
well, this is their third match together, right? This is their third match.
Yeah,
is it?
Well, like first, like true singles match, I guess.
Okay.
So at this point, they've kind of got like a little bit of chemistry now. First time they did it was kind of like, you do your thing, I do my thing. But now they have Bryan Danielson has a dance partner, Bryan Danielson can make anyone look good anyway.
And the good thing with Bryan Danielson, even if he loses, he still comes out strong.
It doesn't matter.
He's been doing that a lot. He's been losing a couple of matches.
Zack Sabre Jr., he just lost to him, but also had a dope ass match too.
Yeah, yeah. So he comes out good regardless, like the win loss record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that's how like oh, should right be. As it works. He should yeah. be
You're right.
treated like oh. It's, I think it's a definitely possibly lost opportunity that WWE had, too.
With, I mean, point, so. With Bryan Danielson?
Well, near the end of his career.
Yeah, I think, Bryan Danielson already had said that like he did everything he could in WWE.
He could have, because you know? I think yeah. he peaked with the whole like the Planet's champion, and he was like the eco-friendly champion. Yeah. So I think that was probably like his best like work in WWE, even though even more so than when he was like doing the whole Yes movement, Daniel yeah. Bryan stuff, because that just kind of like had like a nice little mm-hmm. storybook ending, but then there was no follow-up to it, you know?
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
kind of like left off on a cliffhanger, and that was a full story that he told that led up to Kofi Mania, and he was a good integral part of like that story mm-hmm. being culminated mm-hmm. at that year's WrestleMania. So I don't know. I'm all for whatever Daniel Bryan's doing. I mean, Bryan Danielson, whatever. I just kind of wish we get like a world title run with him before he hangs
in
it up.
AEW? Yeah, I know,
yeah, right? In AEW. Because yeah. that's one thing we haven't seen from him is like he showed up and I'm like, oh man, he's world title material, and he's never gotten there. And that's my only pet peeve. It's like, put the title on him, at least for like, even if it's a short one, for sure.
But yeah, it's just like another accolade to have in his
true
on his list. You know,
I just need it.
Yeah, definitely, it's accolade. Give me what I want. Yeah, but you have to admit though, still be in the pro, be in AEW programming without a championship, without you know, like main eventing, and he's still like kicking ass in no matter what position he is in. In the card, he's still doing great. So he's like taking full advantage of that too.
Right. I mean, there's only a few wrestlers that have that moniker, like Bryan Danielson, like AJ Styles has that. Bryan Danielson, I guess you could say, also CM Punk is another one of those. Edge right now to some, you know. It's only a few right now can say like, oh, they don't need the title. They're already a made person, you know. Yeah, Bianca Belair is one of those. Becky, you know.
Yeah, few and far between. Randy Orton.
Yeah, is another one too. Yeah. But yeah, if we're going to speak on Revolution, I have to say another winner too is the Konosuke Takeshita versus Will Ospreay match was also really good too as well.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah, that was also really good too.
Yeah.
That match and this match were kind of on the same line. It was just like wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that was good. Seeing Sting though, I mean, it was a good send off. Darby Allin didn't have to.
I got another winner for that.
Darby Allin didn't have to do that and almost like kill himself. But you know, I understand.
I got him as a loser. Darby dumbass over there trying to like 25 feet up into the air into like real glass.
Yes,
dude.
Well, my winner though, I have another winner. It's Jack Perry, because he has proven his point that glass is. Will work in wrestling.
Get the
get show.
It's all get, because oh of my Jack gosh. Perry.
No.
Jack Perry.
They said no to glass. What happened? Sting and Darby Allin went through glass, and it was fine.
Damn it!
Because Jack Perry pushed it.
Oh my get god! Chill. No. I think like man. We're talking about a sore wrestling fan. Like Darby's a sore wrestler, period. In general. That's just like it was a visual, but I didn't get the same feeling like I did from a Jeff Hardy. And maybe it's because I'm older now, you know, and I am that sore wrestling fan, so I feel it in my bones and in my knees and in the cartilage in my knees. But it's like you see that bump and you're just like, bro, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? You're gonna end up like Dynamite Kid.
Like, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're paralyzed at a young age, you know. I mean, we're not getting into, you know, what happened to him, but like, yeah, basically you don't have to do that basically. So yeah. I kind of have to put him in the loser point.
I put him in the loser. Before we dive more into Revolution quickly, I just rapid fire, just cause I want to give these shout outs. The returning wrestlers from main roster and outside of main roster to NXT, the Good Brothers, and Sean Spears returning to NXT have been winners for me. That's really cool because like I thought it would be Ty Dillinger, Perfect 10 gimmick, and now he's the chairman, Sean Spears, like he was in AEW. Yeah. So we're going to be able to see what they can do over on NXT compared to what they were doing in AEW with his run there. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Tony D'Angelo leveling up in NXT.
Yes. No, yes. Dude.
Leveling up to that main event scene. He's got a match against Carmelo Hayes. He kind of like he came in there like Kanye and he's like, I'm gonna let you finish, but I think I should be in the NXT title match, you know. Shout out to Smack and Raw. But yeah, that's a shout out to them. Tony D, forget about it.
To be honest, like we're gonna talk a little bit about Roblox, but that's who I want to win against Kamala Hayes. Yeah. Tony D. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Forget about it. You know what I'm saying? Cannoli's up. You know what I'm saying? Carmelo Hayes had his chance. He had his opportunity. I think it's time for a new story. You know what I'm saying? And Tony D was on the verge of being in that same shine before he had that injury. So now he's reclaiming his spot, in my opinion. So plus, Tony D for the family.
For the family.
For the family.
Plus, also, just think about it. We're going to get Melo versus Trick at
Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, so Trick's going to return. He's not going to necessarily interrupt the match, but he's going to show up mid-match. Mm-hmm. Melo's going to get distracted, and then forget about it. Tony D would win. Mm. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of NXT Roblox, though, like a couple matches here. What are some of your biggest takes, right? They got the Wolf Dogs, right, versus Chase U.
Roof, roof, roof.
Right? We going with Wolf Dogs?
Look, I'm a cat dad now, but I still support the Wolf Dogs, you know.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Shout out to Canines.
Where my dogs at?
Where my dogs at?
Kabuki Warriors, right? And Lyra Valkyrie. And Tatum
Paxley. Lyra Valkyria.
That's what Tatum I said. Paxley. That's what I said. This team up though is kind of weird, right? Because like, you know, Tatum is doing that whole Mickey James type of thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought they're just trying to go away from that, but then here she trying to give her the opportunity to be part of her team, which is cool, right. But we know they're going to get their ass beat, you know.
And there's going to be a turn. It's going to be a turn at this match.
Between the two of them. Yeah, right, for sure.
I don't think it's going to be a turn. I think it might be a thing where Lyra might be getting attacked by the Kabuki Warriors, and then Tatum Paxley comes in and sacrifices herself for Lyra, and then she takes the pin and the L for the team. Oh. And then, you know, I think that's what they'll do.
I have an awesome theory. Yeah.
I was gonna go make a Dragon Ball Z reference again. It's kind of like when Goku stepped in front of like Nappa's attack from Gohan.
And you know what Nappa's attack is Asuka's green mist, and she's gonna come between the green mist, and she's gonna get that L. That's what's gonna happen.
That's what was your awesome theory?
That was my awesome theory for sure. Awesome theory.
Oh, okay,
that's a good one.
Sure. He's a loser for sure.
Hell yeah. You guys have any other things from Roblox that you guys want to speak on?
What else is happening at Roblox? Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't give a fuck about Dijak or Joe Wayne Gacy.
They have a match.
I'm fucking tired. Like, they kill the momentum for me, and then I see them, and I'm just like, I'm done. Next.
Yeah, this racist cop type of thing, Terminator thing that I'm just not with no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why can't you just go back to being regular ass, you know, Dijak?
Be generic indie wrestler that's super tall and does athletic things like Cruiserweight. Like, I don't care if you don't have a gimmick at that point.
What was his thing that he has in his music? Feast your eyes. Like, what was go back to that. Let's feast our eyes on that guy. Let's bring that guy back. Come on, Sean.
What do you call, what's the actual like word for an eye doctor?
Optometrist.
Optometrist. Is that correct? Optometrist
is eye doctor.
Okay. Well, what if his gimmick is like optometrist, eye chick? Yeah. He gets a PhD. He becomes an optometrist, you know, because it says feast your eyes. You know, it's like feast your eyes, and he's actually trying to help.
What would be his finisher? What would be his finisher?
The two
pokes of in your eyes.
the pokes you in the eye.
Did we just time travel? Is this WWF 1990?
What's it called? So if that's the case for Roblox, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be dope. If that's the case for Roblox, I guess we're gonna like move on to news and rumors. So I have one news and rumors, but before I move to news and rumors, let me bring in this guest real quick.
Hold up. What?
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
I thought we had an anime kitty for a second. Whoa. Oh. Time out. What? Pause.
We're on news and rumors right now. Hold up. So like the one news and rumors I have, right, is that you see Vanilla Ice. He claims that he bought Eddie Guerrero's.
How come the white guy shows up and you start talking about Vanilla Ice? What's that about?
Yo. Play that funky music. Okay, anyway. So Vanilla Ice claims that he bought Eddie Guerrero's Lowrider, right? So for a little bit, everyone thought that was true. And then Chavo Guerrero comes out on Twitter and says, No, hold up. I have Eddie Guerrero's real car.
Wait, he said stop. Wait a minute.
Stop. Cooperate and listen. I have Eddie Guerrero's Lowrider. And fun fact, it was actually the car was actually bought by John Cena. So shout out to John Cena, and then given to Chavo Guerrero at the time of Eddie Guerrero's death. So as a gift. So I thought that was really cool. I mean, see what happens? It's just like what Vanilla Ice says. You got a problem? Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it.
Oh man. By the way, just I'll do it since you didn't do it. Let's welcome in the other parts of my Smackin' Raw crew. Kitty can see Bay Bay, the She Elite Showcase, and the Warden Matt Ritter. They're joining us for some reason. I didn't realize that, and for some reason we all agreed to wear a white t-shirt. White t-shirt club over here.
Day, so. Yep, in my white tee.
Hey, in my
tee.
Yeah.
Shout out
Just hit me up like half an hour ago, and he's like, "I'm gonna send you a link in like a couple minutes," and then 30 minutes pass, and I'm like,
"Yeah." He's like, "I'll send the link soon." Lead.
And then I show up. And instead of introducing me, he talks about Vanilla Ice, which I
take a little personal. But speaking of which, it's that time. I think it's that time.
Is that time?
Is that time?
For all... Is it? Is it? Hold on. I don't think it is. Hold on 1 second. I'm not ready for all this.
And now, Sweaty Session.
Okay, so the reason why I have everybody here is because everyone loves karaoke, right? Everyone, you know, feels like when they get drunk, they pick up the mic, sing one of their favorite songs. No. Like my favorite song is, you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time or Crazy by Britney Spears. So like, you know, and so, you know, I figured why not get all my homies together to do a little karaoke type session. So thinking, you know, what karaoke songs would the wrestlers sing? So, guys, who wants to go first?
I'll start because I have
No, let me go first. I got to go. I came prepared. Well, listen, Justin hyped me the fuck up yesterday about being really good at the Sweaty Sessions. So I had to make sure I like came and that's prepared.
Facts. Okay.
Damian Priest singing Purple Rain by Prince.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Is he holding a stack of pancakes
Purple
while he's at it?
Great song.
We were just talking about this. But I'm gonna give Lyra Valkyria "Why You So Obsessed with Me" by Mariah Carey. And she's going to sing it specifically to Tatum Paxley.
There.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I got for Dominic, Song for Mama by Boyz II Men.
Wait, which one?
Mama.
Song for Mama.
You know that song. Mama. Boyz II Men.
You know I love you.
Very good.
Oh, okay. I went with Locked Up from Akon because that's the easy option.
All right, for me, for John Moxley, right? I got Bruno Mars, Grenade. Because, you know, he goes out and does everything. I drop a grenade for you.
Get out of here.
What you got, man?
I got Darby Allin, Papa Roach, Last Resort, which I think is what's playing in his head every time he does anything.
I mean, it's also just a great fucking song. So.
Suffocation.
No breathing.
I had Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco because of the skateboard. He always be riding it.
Oh, hell no.
I try to be out of his comfort zone.
Well, for me, if we're on Darby Allin, for me, I had Chumbawamba. You know, saying, I get knocked down, I get up again. Okay, what you got, Katie?
Tony D, this is for Matt specifically. My Way, Frank Sinatra.
I knew it.
I love that. I love me some good Frank Sinatra. Forget I was actually listening it. To that.
Cannoli's up.
I had that song as well for someone else. I'll get back to it. But for me, one of the first ones I had was Dakota Kai singing Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. She turned on Bailey, and she did it again by turning on another one of her partners. She did it to Raquel and Tegan. So
that's good. Yeah,
I think she did too. So.
She did Candice LeRae Dirty as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody.
What do you got,
everybody?
All right, I got a list for Cody Rhodes, and this is from different eras.
So he has different songs.
He's got a list.
I have for different eras of Cody Rhodes. So like when Dashing Cody Rhodes, he was girl obsessed. So it's all related to Beastie Boys. So Girls for Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Then he gets to Stardust. So Intergalactic.
Yes.
And then now with him ruining the possible chance of Rock versus Reigns, Sabotage.
Damn. So you went Beastie Boys with Cody Rhodes?
I went all Beastie Boys.
Okay. I like that.
With Cody Rhodes, I actually went with Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Like, Don't Stop Believing.
I hate you.
That's a good one.
Wolf. Also, if he gets drunk enough and gets like in his like little slutty face, he can start singing Party in the USA by
Miley Cyrus.
But Miley Cyrus,
Gosh!
Exactly.
Okay, for me, since we're gonna keep it with the Cody Rhodes, I got Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way because you know he wants his story to finish. You know.
Okay. I like that one.
What do you got, Matt?
I'm saving my really good ones for the end. So I went with Shayna Baszler, Hailstorm Love Bites, and So Do I.
For the listeners that are not familiar, you
if you're listening to this show and you don't know that Shayna Baszler bit somebody, you probably shouldn't be listening to the show.
Yeah.
No, the how does the song sound? How does the song sound?
I'm not singing it for you. I told you I don't do karaoke. Katie might, but I won't.
How about spoken word?
Katie? A little taste?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna look it up. I can't do Lizzie Hale justice.
No one can. She's too good.
True.
Who's next? Just
for you. No, it's you now. Oh no, it's Katie now. It's Katie.
No, it's Katie. Katie.
Which one should I do? Nia Jax, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Aretha Franklin.
I like that one.
Someone's gotta make that as an entrance, like make that as a vignette. You know what I'm saying?
Who do we know? Talk to Jalen.
Oh, come on, Jalen. I know he's listening.
Jalen's the plug. Katie would appreciate this one. This would be Chad Gable, and he'd be singing Ariana Grande's Thank You.
Nice. Hell no.
Wow.
What do you got going?
I got some like toss away ones. Like I had Seth for Seth Rollins with all his crazy costumes. I had Rocket Man with Elton John.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I had Becky.
Oh,
I plies.
Oh, yes. You
that's true. Becky.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. For me, for Bailey, I had Nicki Minaj Super Bass because you know.
Pam with the M's.
Okay, okay. I had a similar theme, but for Shawn Michaels, I was going to have him do a Bubba Sparks Miss New Booty because he seems to have like a certain eye for talent, specific eye for talent when he hires people in NXT.
Hell no.
I'm looking at you, Obo Femi.
Stupid. Oh, hell no, Bubba Sparks. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here's a legit one. Here's a legit. Wait, no. Garn.
I think it's next? Matt's turn.
It's Matt's turn.
Matt's turn.
No, I went. Oh. I went, and then Matt went, and then I went.
We'll circle back. I was
just tagging on Garn's. I didn't know that was my turn. The same
song. Oh shit! My bad.
Because it was both Seth, but he did Seth one, and then I did Seth.
Seth two. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
So I had fight music for CM Punk by the 12.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I wouldn't mind if he came out to that now. Now it's Katie.
Now it's Katie. Okay.
What should I do? Save a horse, ride a cowboy, Hangman.
Or Talon Fenley. Henley.
Oh yeah, Talon, that fits better. Yeah, that fits. Yeah, but it also fits for Hangman Page too.
I had a different song for Fallon, so.
Okay. I didn't what? Pony? Genuine? By Pony?
So.
No.
Oh, my God. So we know Batista has probably one of the best pyro in all of wrestling. Some would say firework-like. So I want to see him sing Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Oh, nice.
I already groaned when you started talking.
Nice.
Think about it. That shit would be
How would that go? How would that sound like?
I ain't going to do it.
All right, Guy, what you got?
I have one for Ricochet. It's a double meaning. It's jump around.
Okay.
Because he's high flyer, but he also jumps around in different programs because they have no idea what to do with him.
Oh damn!
They just randomly jumped him into the title picture for the IC title.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know with that white turtleneck. I was like, maybe a Carl Thomas song fits better with him. You know.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, for Drew McIntyre, hear me out, right? Because he was talking about praying. Right, so I chose Madonna, Like a Prayer.
Fits oh with my God!
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. That song is good.
To tag on to Drew McIntyre, I had two songs, completely different vibes, but same meaning. Hate, I Really Don't Like You by Plain White Tee, because. But I also had I Hate Everything About You by 3 Days Grace.
I forgot to tag onto the Dom stuff here on my list. I had Like a Virgin for Dom.
Oh, nice.
But my next one, I don't know which one I want to do. Do I want to, how many more do you guys have?
I have like 10 plus.
I got like a couple still.
So, because he wants to be acknowledged, Roman Reigns singing Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
say my name.
Come on.
No, that's perfect.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
I was actually going to do Roman Reigns, but it was Look at Me.
Oh. Ooh.
I like that one, though.
Okay. Okay.
Katie's next, right?
Yep.
Okay.
For Riddle, even though he's like not really a wrestler anymore, but like kind of counts. Rehab, Amy Winehouse.
I
was gonna say Half Pipe too, but
oh, he could duet with Jeff.
That's
Bobby
good.
I can do it with.
I was gonna go with half pipe for that one too. So
okay,
that's good.
Speaking of duets, I have Chase You duets. You know, obviously, Duke Hudson used to have like that poker gimmick, and then obviously Andre Chase like lost all his money because of gambling. So they should do Poker Face by Lady Gaga as a duet. Maybe do it as a round.
That's a good.
As a round.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, there you go. I like that one. I'm saving some good ones towards the end.
Oh,
what do you got?
Oh, I got a throwaway one. I had Becky Lynch, and I went with YMCA's Macho Man just for fans and giggles.
I had Man, I Feel Like a Woman for Becky.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I had Johnny Cash's When the Man Comes Around.
Oh, okay. So for Becky Lynch, I had What a Man by Salt and Pepper.
That was my other one. Down there.
There's a lot of Becky stuff because it's so easy to get to.
Yep. Okay, so for me, right, you know, I'm thinking like HBK, if he had to do a karaoke song, he's thinking of the time when he first came back to wrestling, right, and how it'd been 4 years and he gets in the ring. It's kind of like it's all coming back to him. So Celine Dion, it's all coming back to me.
God damn it. As soon as he said it, I knew.
I've got
CM Punk coming back up to do a second song, and it's Johnny Cash's version of Hurt.
Good one.
I hurt myself today.
Man, I love the Johnny Cash references we're getting here, man. Someone's bust out another Frank Sinatra.
That's perfect.
Okay. Who's next?
It's me, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with the duets here because I just think it'd be cute. Montez Ford, Bianca Belair, My Boo, Usher, and Alicia Keys.
Oh. I like that.
I like that one.
I went Jay-Z and Beyonce for that.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, the Bonnie and Clyde?
My Girlfriend.
Oh, the yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
I was gonna say Endless Love by
three different sides. Lionel Richie.
Technically he's not a wrestler anymore, but he is going under the moniker Elijah, the former Elias. You know, it's all about walking with Elias, so you should be ready to walk 500 miles with him by the Proclaimers. Then I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to walk with Elias.
Go or ahead, whatever. Man. I'm gonna clip that. All right. That's a good song too.
Oh man.
What you got, Garn?
I think I'm out.
You're out? Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I have for Stone Cold Steve Austin, I have number one Stunner by Big Timers.
Ooh.
Number one Stunner.
Amazing.
What you got, Matt?
Just because of what happened over the weekend, Sting would be singing Closing Time by Semisonic.
Oh,
I was looking for someone to sing Closing Time because that's my karaoke. That's
your song?
Karaoke.
Yeah. Okay.
That's one of them.
Okay.
Time that's one of them. Beginnings.
Okay. What you got,
I wanted to do something for Rhea, but I was just like, I don't know if I should like go the screamo route or not. So I just went Heartbreaker, Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I took the easy route with Rhea, and I went with Mommy by Carol G and Becky G.
Okay.
Oh, listen. Oh,
okay.
But sticking with like the Latino songs, I'm gonna go give Thunder Rosa La Carcacha by Selena because that used to be her
song. Oh yes, yeah.
But
yeah,
plus yeah, that's yeah. A banger.
Yes.
That's
yes,
a banger.
Yes, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Garn, you're out, right?
Yeah, Garn's I'm out. I used all my Cody Rhodes stuff. That's why.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, so
you can
for
think of something on the fly.
I'll pick something.
For Thea, right? Because they have a thing with she has a thing with Osborne, right? Riley Osborne. And so mm-hmm. I went with Spice Girls, Wannabe. If you want to be my lover,
okay,
gotta get Ooh, with my friends.
Okay. Once he started singing that, I really got it.
How many you got left, Vince?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Didn't yeah, I can't just keep 10, making things up. You like... had 10 four rounds ago. So I'm going to close mine out. So you know how when you go out for karaoke night, you go with a group of friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this group of people, these three people, since Trent Garden did his Cody thing, I'm going to do three back to back. They all came together and they all have a theme. So first up is Tony Khan singing Eric Clapton's Cocaine. Followed by Billy Corgan, owner of the NWA, singing Johnny Cash's Cocaine Blues.
Mm.
Okay, see what you're doing here.
Topped off by Matt Riddle singing Buck Cherry's I Love Cocaine.
I like that. I like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Or if they want to take the hip hop route, they could both be singing White Lines. You know what I'm saying?
None of them are cool enough to sing hip hop, so that's no.
They're not cool enough.
I like that, man. That was good. I like that.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Oh, I thought of another one. So
okay, go ahead.
I got one more.
Okay. How many you got round. Left?
Like two.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Fallon was brought up briefly for Save One Red Cowboy. I had Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson, for Fallon Henley.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's one of my nice. Go-to karaoke songs.
All right. I'm going to give two real quick ones so I can get them out of the way. I'm going to have the Hurricane. He's going to be hearing, he's going to be singing Hero by Enrique Iglesias. I can be your
hero, baby.
An easy one.
I'm
not sure why no one's said this one, but LA Night, yeah, by Usher.
Oh, that was I was waiting for somebody to say that. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
It was too obvious. I was like, I didn't want to pick that
just
one.
Just because it's obvious doesn't mean I'm not going to add it.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good.
I'll do another obvious one because like it was the example that Justin gave. The Godfather would do PIMP by 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm. That's another one. For me, I have Toxic Attraction doing Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Ooh. I had them do Toxic by Britney Spears.
Just went straight to the...
straight? For the obvious.
So if Pat McAfee was drawing this out, he will circle a picture around Vince's face right now saying, this is what he's saying right now. And it comes up with lines coming out of his mouth. That's how he would orchestrate that. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Vince was at karaoke, he'd be singing Confessions parts 1, 2, and 3.
Ooh. What am I confessing about?
No, it's Vince McMahon, man. Not Vince McMahon.
Oh. I felt a little special there. I thought like Matt had come up with one specifically for me on the fly.
No,
wrestler,
no.
But...
No, I know
unless,
we talked
unless you
about...
do have something to say to us here. Do you?
No.
This would
not at all.
Hell no. No, but you talked about Fallon Henley. I forgot to mention that I also had one, Honey I'm Good by Andy
Grammer.
Yeah, Andy Grammer. Mm-hmm. Hey, honey, I'm good, honey, I'm good. I mean, I just feel like that's oh dude, come on. That's another when you're drunk and that song comes on.
Mm-hmm.
You're, sure. You're doing the two-step all wrong, but in your mind, you're doing the two-step. You know.
I just came up with one.
What's that?
Drew McIntyre, since he's going back into WrestleMania now, Return of the Mac.
Get the.
You know I'll be back.
Dude, classic song too. Classic song.
Okay. You guys may not get the song reference, but Rey Mysterio would do El Rey by Vicente Fernandez.
That's a classic.
Because he's the king of lucha, but also he did sing it at UFC Mexico. They actually played it, and he they actually caught him like singing to it, so he's already karaoke to it. So
Rey Mysterio. Okay.
I forgot to mention this one earlier with Teddy Paxley, "Stand" by Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
That's true.
Smart.
Yep, that was an easy one.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it for us.
No, it's not.
Do you have one?
I was waiting.
Okay, go for it.
So the Vince McMahon thing just came to my head as Garden was talking. The last one that I had gotten right after the cocaine, and this is not cocaine related, but I think you'll get it when I say it. Mm. Andrade will be singing USDA's "White Girl."
Okay.
No, he keeps that "White Girl."
Yo.
Okay. I got four. I'm gonna just list them off real quick, and then we'll close things off.
Okay.
Unless anybody else got any more they didn't want to throw in there.
Not at the top of my head, no.
Okay. No. Okada's the Rainmaker, so he'd be singing Rihanna's "Umbrella."
Yeah, I knew it.
Obviously, The Rock is not part of the Bloodline, but he also has beef with Cody Rhodes, so he'd be singing Taylor Swift's "Bad Blood."
Yeah, he would sing Taylor Swift.
Pete Dunne would sing "Snap Your Fingers" by Lil Jon.
Oh, too snap. You can do it. Snap your fingers.
And last but not least, we're gonna close things off with a little Disney Pixar, and Seth Rollins gonna sing "You've Got a Friend in Me" by Randy Newman to Cody Rhodes.
You got a friend in me. Come on.
That's Toy Story.
That song should be for all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I appreciate you for helping out with this sweaty session. But you know, we can't end this episode without a couple messages. You know, normally things happen, and there's things that we can't decide on which path that we're gonna walk on. Sometimes it might lead us to a dark tunnel. Sometimes it might lead us to a tunnel full of light. And no matter what your decision will be, you're always going to be in the right path, because you're listening to us here on the Get Your Podcast.
Okay. So this is more of a kind of like a warning to others. Do as I say, not as I do. Before going to a wrestling show, and you have physical ailments that prevent you from eating certain dietary foods, don't sit there and consume 5 to 6 slices of Chicago bar style pizza, knowing full well you're lactose intolerant, before you go to a wrestling show, and don't take your lactate pills.
Oh no.
Because you might find yourself in the bathroom of a Chick-fil-A, not, you know, doing the dirty dance with your pants down, you know. That's not what you want for people, you know. That's not what you want for yourself, you know. We always talk about, you know, put on deodorant, wiping your ass when you go to shows, make sure you don't stink, but make sure you don't stink up the bathroom either, because other people have to use the facilities, and it's not just you. And last but not least, you know, it's that time of the year where we go from cold to hot. You know, seasonal allergies are a thing. So don't be like me.
Damn.
Listen to your wife. Take your Zyrtec. Take your Claritin. Or pop a Benadryl before you go to a show.
Don't pop a Benadryl, you'll fall asleep. Don't you not know that? You'll just fall asleep if you take a Benadryl.
It's medicine. Garn, do you have a message? Yeah.
Well, I have to clarify. You can't pop Benadryl before a show because you pass out. You at least take Allegra, okay. If anything.
All right, Zyrtec, Claritin, Allegra, and then Benadryl to nightcap. Nightcap with a Benadryl. Pop a Benadryl to nightcap.
There. I was just clarifying.
And a glass of wine. Pop a Benadryl with a glass of wine to nightcap.
No, you do that. Don't do that.
Katie, do you have a message for the viewers?
Don't smoke crack.
Mr. Warden, yourself, do you have a few messages for the fans?
Stay classy, San Diego.
Well, I appreciate y'all. That's the messages for the week. What's up? You got one?
Garn, you got something?
I do. Don't listen to Vince after that. Sending you bad medical information here.
It may have helped with some. Not a lot of people, but
please check to your physician. Please check with a physician before listening to my medical advice.
But yeah, I appreciate all messages. All messages are well received, so thank you very much on those. But yeah. Shout out to everyone here. But guys, I appreciate you for joining us, Katie, Matt, for popping in for this sweaty session. Made this a really dope experience. Garn, Vince, thank y'all too.
Dope because of cocaine.
But Poppy, I think it's that time.
Is it? Let's plug our stuff before we
have. Oh yeah, let's plug our stuff. Shit, hold up. Yeah, if you enjoy all our takes and enjoy our jokes, then you can find us at Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram, Marks and Mikes, Thursday or Fridays. Check us out on YouTube. Vince, where can they find you, homie?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SESVince. Link to my bio takes you to all the archives of what used to be Straight Talk while the brand is transitional phase. We're transitioning over there. But in the meantime, you should go over to youtube.com/SESVince. Subscribe there, like, turn on the noties. March Madness 2024, or March Madness 2K24, tag team turmoil. Essentially, it's going to be 32 best tag teams on there. Katie, Justin will be two of the judges returning to push whatever agendas they may or may not have. That'll be coming out on March 24th at 6:06 Central Standard Time. So stay tuned for that.
Katie?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, KatieRasslin13, LinkedIn, and Vazic, all things Shilly Showcase, twitch.tv/ShillyShowcase, youtube.com/ShillyShowcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. I just put a new story time out today, so go check that out.
Survivor Series,
2004.
Eee.
Wow.
I was there.
You were like 12, right? Like
I was younger than that.
Damn. That's a story time for sure.
Where can they find you, Matt?
If you ask Vince's fiance, you can find me in the trap. It's going down.
Down.
Apparently, TikTok makes me look like a drug dealer. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Matt Ritter, MATTRIDDER, for your wrestling content, at Getting Offed on Twitter, for your horror content, everywhere else, at Smackin' a Raw, Instagram Threads, Blue Sky, and TikTok.
Yeah, and check out the latest Getting Off. We did Resident Evil, all 6 episodes. It was good. It was a doozy. It was a fun time. So please check that out as well. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Damn. Speaking of medicine. But yeah.
Pop that Benadryl.
You can pop the Benadryl now. Yes. That's fine.
Not crack, okay?
No.
I think it's time to roll out. Shout out, Diego. Shout out to all you people.
We miss you, Brendan.
Paul Heyman, congratulations.
Yeah. Right? Shout out, Sting.
Shout out.
Shout out, Smack Nara.
Shilly.
Got off.
Young King.
Yeah, Shilly. Yeah.
Yes, Jalen. Are y'all? Konnichiwa, bitches.